government committed to ease tax compliance, according to Wana Kampwe, and NEMA calls for media partnership. Central Province Permanent Secretary Miona Mwanakampwe has underscored government's commitment to easing tax compliance by reducing administrative hurdles and ensuring the country's revenue collection processes are fair and transparent. Dr. Mwanakampwe says the government embarked on a critical reform to simplify and harmonize the country's tax system through the proposed Tax Administration Bill. Speaking during a consultative meeting for the preparation of the 2027 national budget, the 2027 to 2029 medium-term expenditure, and the Tax Administration Bill in Kawe, he stressed the need to ease taxation to encourage taxpayers to meet their tax obligations. The National Health Insurance Management Authority, NEMA, has called for partnership with the media in building public understanding of health insurance as the scheme reaches over 5.8 million members with 4.5 million claims processed since its establishment. Speaking at a media workshop in Mumbwa, NEMA Director General Michael Njapau, who was represented by Director of Health Insurance Services Perpetual Kalowe, said NEMA processes over 200,000 claims every month, which reflects the scale at which the scheme is supporting access to health care services across the country. Dr. Njapau disclosed that the authority now works with over 400 public and private health care providers. For international news, we monitored the BBC.
Foreign ministers attending a NATO meeting in Sweden are trying to get clarity on U.S. military commitments in Europe after President Trump said he was sending 5,000 troops to Poland. The announcement came after the United States had cancelled a large training exercise in Poland and said it was pulling thousands of troops out of Germany. The shift was welcomed by the NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte, who said the alliance would also discuss the Israeli-U.S. war with Iran. The Foreign Minister of the Democratic Republic of Congo says the authorities are ramping up efforts to educate communities affected by the Ebola outbreak after angry relatives set fire to a hospital where a family member had died. Health workers have refused to release the body because of potential contamination.
The US dollar is trading at 18 kwacha 19 gwe. The Great British pound 25 kwacha 34 gwe. The euro is trading at 21 kwacha 19 gwe. And the South African rand is trading at 1 kwacha 14 gwe. These rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. Please take note, they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank. Real Madrid head coach Alvaro Arbeloa has confirmed that he will leave the club at the end of the season, with Jose Mourinho set to be named as his replacement. The 43-year-old was promoted from his role leading Real Madrid B in January, replacing former Liverpool teammate Xabi Alonso, and will now depart the club after a trophyless season. Mourinho, who has been in charge of Benfica this season, is in final negotiations to take charge at Real, having previously been their manager from 2010 to 2013. Weather has been delightful with times of clouds and sun, with the highs at 22 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be clear, with the temperature dropping to as low as 12 degrees Celsius. The headlines. Government committed to ease tax compliance, according to Mwanakampwe, and NEMA calls for media partnership. My name is Terence Makondo.
Different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
96.5 FM. Lusaka's official number one hit music station.
I grew up attending six-word events.
essential new tune, Ran to Atlanta. Or should we say, Drake just ran the game again.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Free man, turn shit up again.